26-year-old Army Specialist Ronnie Williams drowned last week in Baghdad when his tank veered off into a water-filled ravine. The Morning View Kentucky native was on patrol as a tank driver. Sherry Lawson of member station WMUB reports that Ronnie Williams was a family man who embraced his Kentucky roots.
Ronnie Williams grew up on the back roads of Canton County in northern Kentucky, just south of the Ohio River. Blackberry bushes and Queen Anne's lace lined the road next to the train tracks and near Kent Station Lake, where he loved to hunt and fish. 10 American flags topped the split rail fence in front of the small brown house on Conley Road. Inside, the khaki and green camouflage jacket that Williams wore in Iraq hangs on a hook in the kitchen. His family says Ronnie Williams enlisted after 9/11, saying he wanted to make a difference. Williams' uncle, Tommy Wells, says he was nicknamed John Boy after the character on the Waltons TV show. Williams spent many a weekend at his uncle's house.
He'd get up in the morning, he'd ask her, he'd stay all night with us about every weekend. And he'd call her Mom sometime. He'd say, Mom, when you going to fix breakfast? And she would get breakfast ready for him. And he was just a lovable feller. I mean, he loved us like we were his own parents. And we loved him like he was a son. And we're going to miss him something terrible.
Growing up, Jake Redman was Williams' best friend, and Williams was best man at Redman's wedding. Redman says Williams worked on some small construction jobs around town before enlisting. The one thing he says he loved about his friend was that he was always up for an adventure. With tears in his eyes, he recalls the time Williams caught a 40-pound catfish.
We thought it was a turtle at first because it was fighting. I mean, it was just like a dead, like he was hung on a bottom. And he finally got it closer to the bank, and it made a big swirl, and its head come up. I said, boy, got a big old flathead catfish. Me and him were so excited about trying to get it in without breaking our lines. We wound up both in the water, knocked all our poles in, our tackle boxes and everything. We got that fish, though. We got that fish. We finally did get him in. We was only probably about 13, 14-year-old. I mean, we was young.
Bill O'Banion's family grew up next door to Ronnie Williams, and he became his father-in-law when Williams married his daughter, Darlene, 7 months ago.
If there was a million boys in a lineup to marry my daughter, I wouldn't want nobody but Ronnie to marry her. You know, he was just a great person. He enjoyed his family.
Darlene Williams sits at the kitchen table where several pictures of her husband are displayed. She points to a picture of him in uniform. She tells how he was always afraid of drowning, yet that's how he died. Darlene's 2-year-old son toddles through the room. She says Williams adopted him after their recent marriage. Darlene says she'll tell her little boy that Williams died a hero. She remembers how the kids called him the Candyman, because when home on leave, he gave out pockets full of candy that she tied with red, white, and blue ribbons. She recalls their last conversation.
I asked him if he had one wish. What would it be? And he said just to finish my tour here in Iraq, to come home to my family.
Darlene Williams says she was proud of her husband, and although she and her son will struggle without him, they'll always remember his smiling face. For NPR News, I'm Sherry Lawson.